חופב שבט, שם פי ה, הרב שמחה קולבר שליצר.
Morning, good morning. So, Hilchos Pesach, the opening halacha, is the din, the first sif, I think, is Shloshim going to Machag, the chiyuv to speak about Pesach. So the shaila and the poiskim to apply to other yom tov, Shavuos, possibly Sukkot. Chanukah and Purim, state, pastures, it doesn't apply. There's a toast, I think it's in Gilad Abdalad, which says that there's no din of Shloshim Yoyim Koydim Achag on talking and learning about the Achag before Purim. On the day itself, there's noch a din. On the day, there's a takona, one should learn the halachos of the day, but not 30 days before. Shaila, why not? There's a Gemara in the Avodah Zarah which says that it looks at, very interesting, a lot of it is to do with Kavanos. You used to have Ba'ilu'ego, Pesach, and you used to have prepare the Kavanos you needed, besides, of course, Kavan Pesach, who's Chagiga, and the Shalom Simcha, etc. So it takes time to check and to find the moment. That's what it seems to say. But obviously, if it's about Kavanos, then it doesn't apply to Pesach. It's Pesach and Mechanic Kavanos. I mean, sorry, point of Mechanic. Having said that, we have to get into it and prepare a little bit for Purim. So I'd like to speak about one point. The Shaila in the Dvar Avraham mainly speaks about, very ranging Shaila. The Shaila is, when we say Brochas on Megillas Esther, I'm not sure why the discussion is Dafka Megillas Esther more than other Megillas, but let's discuss Megillas Esther, that's what the discussion is. Megillas Esther, why is there no Brocha, like you have a Brocha, you have an Aliyah? And Sefer Torah, Shabbos, Monday, Thursday, have an Aliyah, it says Berachas HaTorah. So why is there no Berachas HaTorah when you're in the Megillah? It's also Chiyuv Kriya, similar to Kriya HaTorah. Let's discuss a little bit the Inyan. First of all, Berachas HaTorah. So Tosfos Rosh Hashanah already asked the question. Oh, that's one possible answer, yeah. Yeah, that's one possible answer. First of all, Berachas HaTorah. So Tosfos asked the question, if somebody got up in the morning and said Berachas HaTorah as individual does, and then he gets an aliyah, still says Berachas HaTorah. So what's this bracha? He's ready to make Berachas HaTorah in the morning. So the Tosha says that those sitting in Shulchan Aruch, pashas is not Berachas HaTorah in the technical sense of it. Berachas HaTorah. It's a bracha lechovered the maimed of Kriyas HaTorah. The Loshon is of the Shulchan Aruch in Kovod HaTorah. Yeah, Kovod HaTorah. It's not exactly technical, like Gwepio 8 or Alisatim HaSitis. Not like that, because you've already made broch in the morning. It's the more like Kovod HaTorah. That's the angle of the Tosis and the Shulchan Aruch. However, there is Yerushalmi, which is brought down by Rachonim. The Yvonne Brochus, the Babylonian Brochus, discusses the Makor for the individual Brochus, as we know, in the morning, Brochus HaTorah. Where's the Makor? Brochus Lefanel. The more it has various options. The Yerushalmi learns that Brochus Lefanel from Mosim. Yerushalmi says, we learn it from Mosim. The same as you make a bracha, when you eat something, a bracha lefaneho, so a boy pyoed, boy mnumzainis, so too, we have a choyma, berachat same, we have a bracha before. It's quite clear from Yerushalmi, that this bracha is actually a serious berachat satayah, a serious technical bracha, like you make when you have a food, berachat ananin, or any other bracha you make, the bracha on Torah is the same. You need to make a bracha before Kriyas HaTorah. Yerushalmi did add one line. Yerushalmi says, Lo ilomdu Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMozim, Elo l'rabim. L'rabim. So Chazal made a special takon of a bracha, in the technical sense of a bracha, before laning b'rabim. So we have here two shittas. Is it just an inyan of Kavod HaTorah? Or is it more specifically a chiyuv Birchas HaTorah b'rabim? I think the question is either way. Whether it's the Indian of Kavod HaTorah, or more technical, the Indian of Bracha before the Torah. Either way, why don't we do that in the case of Megillah? I suppose specifically Megillah's Esther, which is a Chiyuv to lay. That's the question that Rav Avraham poses. So the first answer is a Chiddush, which you suggested before, that he says that maybe the Bracha, which you say, Al Mikra Megillah, could be constituted Bracha HaTorah. If you learn that Bracha HaTorah is the Eraisa, then it's not as though the wording is min HaTorah. The actual wording The concept is to make a bracha min ha-Torah. But the wording says already a tikkun chazal. So perhaps it could be yoitza the bracha of the Torah with a mikra megillah. It's one possibility. One possibility he gives. Another possibility is very simple. It's not Torah, it's nivim k'suvim. The whole takana of Birchas HaTorah was only on actual Chamisha Chamisha Torah, not on a bit Miksovim. So another suggestion. I'd like to discuss something very, very, very interesting. Another angle of the whole thing. There's a very, very fascinating discussion in the Achronim. Whether Mikum... Let's start with a question. We know the Gemara says, Halacha, the Gemara says that, well, Megillah, it says in Megillah Gimel, Koinim Leviim, Mevaklim Avoidosim, Avoidosim, Uboim Lishmoim Mikum Megillah. We learn up on a pasuk in Megillah, Mishpacha or Mishpacha. The word Mishpacha says the Gemara refers to the Shevet Korona, the Shevet Leviyah. The Gemara continues, Ma'amodo Yisro. People oisek in Avoid on a Beis HaMikdash, Shev Mevaklim Avoidosim, and you come to listen to Megillah. That's the Losh HaGemar. Mevaklim Talmud Torah. And so Mikan Samchu, for here we learn also Mevatin Talmud Torah Lishmoy Mikum Megillah. Nobody should say I'm learning 24/7. I don't have time for Megillah Esther. No, Mevatlim Avoida, you Mevatlim the Korban of the Beit Hamikdash in order to hear Megillah, and Mevatlim Talmud Torah in order to hear Megillah. That's the Shulchan Aruch also. So the big question is, what do you mean Mevatlim Talmud Torah? Surely when you hear Megillah, you're learning. Megillah is Pesukim from the Ksuvim Tanach. So what's the expression that you do bittul Torah? Let's say you're learning whatever you're learning. You stop and you go and listen to Megillah. Bittul Torah! Bittul Torah! You stop, you're learning, go and learn. I don't understand. Mikum Megillah surely is also bittul Torah. Why is that called bittul Torah? Famous question the Achronim ask. So there is a very controversial answer from the Beis Ephraim. And he says a very, very big chiddush. He says Mikum Megillah is actually not learning. He says the words on a Megillah don't count as learning. He's very clear. He says the words, Einoi mekayin mitzvahs Talmud Torah b'kuyasa. Of course, it's a chiyuv to hear Megillah. The Chazal instituted you have to hear Megillah. But you're not mekayin mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's his chiddush. Yeah, which is to be chiddush. I mean, we know the Chazal say it was written by Ruach HaKodesh. It's part of Tanakh. So it's hard to understand the chiddush. Just one element of it we can perhaps a bit easier understand. It's famous. Gemara says that Ashuron ibn Amochim, that phrase we can't translate. We don't know what it is. Talking about the runners when they sent the letters and the messages, they were sent Ashuron ibn Amochim. The Gemara said we don't know the translation of that. I never checked the old score what he writes, but the Gemara said we don't know the translation. So, well, to read words, I have no idea what it means. That's easier perhaps to understand why that's called Bittul Torah, maybe, because you're just reading the words without no understanding. Although they say there is a level of learning even without understanding, still saying the words. That's the chiddush of the Beis Ephraim. There's no Talmud Torah here. So, if you learn there's no Talmud Torah, then the whole question is thoughts. What was the whole question we were asking? Surely there should be a bracha, Birchas HaTorah, like when you're laying Kriyas HaTorah, there should be Birchas HaTorah on Megillah, like there's Birchas HaTorah on Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. Well, if it's not Talmud Torah, then that's not a question at all. That's obvious. But it's a very big chiddush. The Avnei Nezer is extremely unhappy with this idea that there's no Talmud Torah when you lay in the Megillah. He says, I don't understand. Open the Gemara Megillah, there's quite a few daf of droshes, this word and that word, this understanding, through Megillah's Esther. He says, what is that wasting the time for? He says, Mi hite lohem levatel midivri Torah velasis medrash Megillah's Esther. That's what I mean, they ask. If it's not Talmud Torah, what are they doing? Making droshes. The truth is, we can analyze that question. It could be the actual words of the Megillah. Perhaps you could say a chiddush are not considered Talmud Torah, but when Chazal make droshes and understanding more depth, the droshes are Talmud Torah. The Avnei Nezer won't differentiate. He said, if you learn that the words of the Megillah technically do not constitute Talmud Torah, then the droshes which Chazal gave on the words are also not. That's what he took on. So he asked, how Chazal do that? One could say the actual words of the Megillah, perhaps you could suggest a chiddush are not Talmud Torah, the droshes are.
Just because you can't understand two words, I mean that whole
thing's not. Yeah, yeah, so he takes a much, but the Beis Ephraim is a very big chiddush. He says, we got a good right. He says, what do you mean, bittul Torah, right? When he says that, you know, you back on Talmud Torah, you hear Megillah. It's a shtarka right, yeah, that is a chiddush, 100%, definitely.
And that's why that name is Zionist. It can't be. Avada is Limud HaTorah. Avada is called learning Torah. To Lein Megillah, Tanakh is part of Tanakh, Ruach HaGodesh. Avada is part of Tanakh. I don't know if he answers the actual question. So what does it mean when it says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah to Hilim Megillah? What does it mean? The halacha is a person does it. Stops at learning and goes to the Megillah. Bittul Torah. Why is it Bittul Torah? You're learning. I don't know if Amnon deals with that question. Lechoy is quite easy to answer. First of all, as we mentioned before, there are three words we can't translate. So, it is a level of learning, but those three words, when they're recited, it's extremely low level of learning. So maybe that could be called Bittul Torah. But even easier, I can understand. If a person's busy learning sugyas, learning in depth, understanding halachas, sugyas, etc., and he takes the Tanakh, it might constitute learning Torah, but it's not the same level. A person can learn Megillah in depth, but he's not learning Megillah in depth. He's just listening, 35 minute learning. Yes, technically he's doing Limud Torah, but his level's a Limud Torah. He's being, normally say that Yom is learning, he's going to Shia, he's doing something properly, but even in depth, and now he's going to listen in the superficial level to create some Megillah. Yes, he might be doing Torah, but not the same level. That's the Chol Apostle Shah in Mavatlin Talmud Torah. You do bittle of your regular routine of learning, whatever level you're doing, whatever sugi you're doing, stop and go listen to Megillah. That's the Chol Apostle Shah. But in a couple of minutes, get to our kasha. The kasha of Avraham is, why is there no Birchas HaTorah of Megillah? So the first answer in this section is to say, perhaps it's not Limud Torah, and that's a very big chiddush. But it's another angle completely. Let's say it is Limud Torah.
What about the Megillahs as well?
Yeah, so I said before, I don't know why the big fuss about Megillah. Probably because that's a Chiyuv Gomo. I don't know what level of Chiyuv Shiashim is to Megillah. It's a big shame, it's not. Yeah, I'm not sure why they discuss Dafka Megillah. Megillah says, yeah. That's what Avraham's discussion. So let's say it's Limud Torah. No, if it's Limud Torah, Mach HaBoch. So there's a famous idea which is said over in the B'Shem B'Skarov. The Gedder, the understanding of what is going on when you're laying Megillah. What exactly is, what's going on? What are we doing? What are we doing? So he says, based on the Rambam, that, as we know, it's Pesum Nissa, but the Gedder is not to learn the Megillah for Pesum Nissa. It's say these Psukim for Pesum Nissa. Happens to be word which may constitute Limud Torah, but the Gedder wasn't that good. When you learn Shabbos and you get up in your lane, gracious Noach, it's Torah. You're learning Torah. Kriyas HaTorah is Limud HaTorah. That's normal Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas Megillah, even if it does technically constitute Limud Torah, that's not the Takana. Chazal didn't make a katzkana to learn Megillah. They said, recite the Megillah in order to make Pesum Inissa. It's the way, the best way of doing Pesum Inissa, discussing the Shevach, the Adar, the Shevach, is by saying the Megillah. But it's not actually categorized as Limud Torah. Let me give a moshul for it. The moshul is, we know there's a big machlokes about Pesukim, which one says, let's say for Tefillah. That's mostly get by Slichas. There's an Indian that's brought down halacha, one should say Birchas HaTorah before Slichas. But not the Kodei Alma, the Oshitas. That's it. It's okay also. Why is it okay? I'm saying Psukim. You're saying Psukim. It's a Psukim. You're saying Psukim. So the answer is, the Psukim are not being said as Limud Torah. You're saying the Psukim as a Tefillah. So Yesh Oimrim, when the Psukim are being said as Limud Torah, that requires Birkas HaTorah. Psukim which are being said for other reasons, are not Limud Torah, such as, for example, Slichas. You're saying just to Daven. So the Yesh Oimer, you don't need to be reserved for that. Although it is words of the Torah. It's a machlekes, Not so well known that if one should chachin a savior, because that's
what
it's
called.
Watch Naimikro. I would think that's called Limitoya, because the purpose is to understand the basic Targums, understand it. Yeah. I would imagine that's called Limitoya. You read on low level, superficial level, but it's still, yeah, I would imagine it's called. That's what you use Targum for. To understand it, right? That's what you used to understand Aramaic. Yeah, I would think so. It's interesting, that came to mind that, you know, with children, when little children, you say when they're Moida'ani in the mornings, in the cheder, or at home sometimes, Moida'a Malacha, there's a whole lot of psukim, Gracious Chach, Yeretz Hashem, Yeretz Hashem, Shema Abani Musavich, I don't know if you know these psukim, if you remember them, but, you know, the kids, that's what you say. As a person grows older, and goes over the mitzvahs, I want to say, it's not so posh to say those psukim, when you wake up in the morning, because you sing psukim before, Birchas HaTorah. Yeah, it's machlekes, yeah, because it's not actually learning. So really, once you, obviously Moida'ani, you have to say, obviously Moida'ani is not a posuk. Yeah, but the other psukim, which is chachman, is shabani. One grows older, one should say the psukim for Birchas. No, really. It's a machlekes. Al kaponim. But again, to our teretz. So let's go back to this Birchas Rov, which says that when we lay the Megillah,
it might be words of Torah, Tanakh, Torah, but that's not what we're doing. It's not about limud HaTorah. Very, very interesting Rambam, you may know, but he actually described what is Megillah. And he says, Tzibur Likus HaMegillah. It's a Rambam in Minna Mitzvah, Sefer, then Sefer Madad. He says, what Megillah? Kedei Lahazkev Shevacha of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to, obviously, remember, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Shua Yisho Asalonu, to give bracha, to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Yeshuas, obviously, that's what you understand. But he says very, very thing. He says, and he adds, Kedei Lohidia Ledoyois Haboim, Lohidia, to make a statement to all future generations, שאמת מה שהבטיחנו בתורה כי מי גויגוד לשלו אלקים קוים אלוף כשם אלוקים בכוכבים אלוף. The Rambam says that one of the main features of Leina Megillah is to teach ourselves the power of Tefillah. Fascinating angle of Megillah. Everybody knows, of course, to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nisim, Nisim, etc. But it's a new angle. The Koyach of Tefillah, how they daven for 2 or 3 days and they got to Yeshua through Tefillah. To remind ourselves and future generations the power of Tefillah. That's part of a major feature in the Pesumin Nisa of Mikra Megillah. So we follow this. The laning is not a maimud of Torah, it's a maimud of Pesumin Nisa. It's easier to understand why there's a Birkas HaTorah on it. Let's develop that point a bit further. So before we continue, let's summarize so far. We have a question, which is basically the Midrash Rambam's question. Why is there no Birkas HaTorah on Mikra Megillah like there is on every Shabbat and Kriyas HaTorah? That was the question. So basically, we have really 4 answers. One answer is that maybe the bracha of Al Mikra Megillah itself constitutes a type of Birkas HaTorah. The other answer is very simple. Perhaps Chazal didn't make the takana of this bracha on Nach, only on Chamisha Chamisha Torah, not on Pesukim in Nach. Possibly, okay. I'm talking about the Birkas HaTorah of the public recital, not the private Birkas HaTorah. The public recital, Birkas HaTorah, was only instituted for Pesukim from Chamisha Chamisha Torah. And then I have the third answer, it's a very big kiddush, very controversial kiddush, that there's no limud Torah here. There is a shita, there's a shita, the base of Fry. The words of Megillah are not called limud Torah, which is very shvei, was said Ruach HaKodesh, but there is such a shita, that's not limud Torah. And the fourth answer, which we're in the middle of developing now, is, yeah, of course it's limud Torah, but the gedda of the takana was not Torah. The gedda of the takana was Pesumin Nisa, happens to be that Chazal wanted the way you do Pesumin Nisa by saying these Pesukim. It's a bit similar, perhaps, to the idea of Slichas, where he's saying Pesukim, not L'shem Limud HaTorah. That could be the fourth answer. To develop that answer a little bit further, to discuss a little bit more what is the idea of going back to Birkas HaTorah on laning, on Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos, Mondays, what is this Birkas HaTorah? So, of course, it is Limud HaTorah. In fact, you know, why do we lane Monday and Thursday? It's Chazal say, Pashim Bashalach, Vayelchu Shlosh Yomim Bamidbar V'loy Motu Mayim. And the reference by the Torah, there was 3 days, Klal Yisrael after Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're going through the Midbar, 3 days without learning Torah, and they came tomorrow, etc. So because of that incident, Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana, we learn on Mondays and Thursdays. So it's quite clear, the whole point of the thing is to learn. That's the whole point, they went without learning for 3 days. Just by the way, I once heard the shame of Zuchah Wasserman, Zuchah Nivach, Zichin HaTlevach, Grace on the Kud, he says, I don't understand, 27 years in Mitzrayim, they had no Torah. Except for Shem Levi, we know. All of a sudden, now you're worried about Torah. Well, I'm not 210 years. You went 3 days in the Midbar without Torah. Oh, I can't manage. Hello? What's with them until now? Good kasha. She says that they were so busy in Mitzrayim. Someone's busy going Belayla, Shibud Mitzrayim, right? Very, very busy. It's not so bad. Of course, Mitzrayim has a problem, but it's not so bad. Someone's got nothing to do. That's very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Anyway, I'm Kapolin. I've added the Limud HaTorah. But listen to this question. It's perhaps well known that an Ever Canani, you're not allowed to free. Right, there's a pasuk, lo oilam bohem ta'avoidu, it's an aveira to free an eved kenani. Famous Gemara, I think it's one brachot, I think, where he freed his eved in order to make him a minion, mitzvah derab. So he wanted to make a minion up, and he only had 9 people, so he freed his eved, that's allowed. So you're allowed to be over the aveira of the lo'ilam bohem ta'avoidu in order to have the minion. So the famous Rosh, Machlik, what was his minion for? Deraisa, Rabbonon, famous Rosh, it was Parshas Zocha. This is the Makor, Pasha Zocha, can we talk about the Raisa? Al Kaponim is a type of, it's called Kriyas HaTorah. So, the Lashon HaGemara is Mitzvah de Rabbi. Why is it Mitzvah de Rabbi? So, Lamashon. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, somebody has a shofar, and he has to be over, even a Drabbonah. He has to climb a tree to get the shofar, or he has to get out of the Hatat Chum. or swim. This is Isurim Chomet Shaila, but this is Isurim Drabonon. You're not allowed to be over an Isur Drabonon even in order to go and fetch a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Fetch the Kavega. Maybe not a lot of people doing the shofar. Doesn't say in the Mishnah how many people need the shofar. How many people require the shofar? Maybe with a big sibyl, 10, 20, 100, big sibyl, all need a shofar. And you're not allowed to be over even a relatively small aveira like climbing a tree, which is a drabonon, to get the shofar. Why is that Mr. Drabim? That's the biggest kasha. If you're allowed to free your avet, which is a proper issa deraisa, and you're allowed to do that, it, because mitzvah drabim is so important, the minyan, whatever. So why, when you go and get your shofar, it might be a big sibyl, a big kehillah, and mitzvah drabim? Says the Kavega, what does mitzvah derabim mean? It doesn't mean a number of individuals who are doing a mitzvah. A large number of individuals doing a mitzvah. That's not mitzvah derabim, it's a yochid, lots of yechidim. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, everyone's doing a mitzvah together. No, mitzvah means that the whole tzura of the mitzvah is a public mitzvah. Not an individual mitzvah done in public. The tzura is a public mitzvah. So this applies to, for example, Kedusha, you need 10 people. It's not 10 individuals, you need 10 people. And in a similar way, Kriyas HaTorah is a public mitzvah. It's not just you lane, I lane, he lane. It's together that Sibbo have a Kriyas HaTorah. And it's called mitzvah derabim. To develop this a bit further, we find a few things in Halacha where the normal Shabbos laning, I suppose Monday, Thursday, also, normal Kriyas HaTorah is compared to Ma'amad Hasina. Normal Kriyas HaTorah is compared to Ma'amad Hasina. So, where do we see that? The Tosfos in the Baal Basra, pulled down in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Kuf Mem Aleph, they have to have a Gabba. Unless you've got a Baal Koreah, it's quite capable, he stands and he's laning, and unless you call up everybody as well, Mishabech, he's fine on his own. The meaning is, Tzorich Sheyamoid Acher Esloi, have a Gabba next to you. He says, Kishem Shenit Natorah, this is so. Like by Ma'amad Har Sinai, Kivyocha, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, and of course Moshe Rabbeinu was like, sort of the Gabba, the Sirso, so that the Maimud of Kriyas HaTorah on a normal Shabbos, Monday, Thursday, has to be such that it's compared to Ma'amad Hasina. So you have to have the Baal Koreah, you have to have someone standing next to him. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Quite interesting, talking about a Gabba. He says, Yesh Livcha Leskan, Ish Nechbod, O Baal Maisim Toivim, V'das HaBriyaz Noicha Haimenu, because it's not an important position in Gabba. It's a very important position. Standing there as Kiviyochel, like Bahasina, you know, it's very important. It's a Mishabur example. Simon Kuf Mem Aleph. That's one area we find Kriyas HaTorah compared to Ma'amad Hasina. The other one is also interesting, standing up. So the Tosfos in Zvokhim Daf Yud Tes brings from a Yishalmi that the Baal Koreah must stand up during Kriyas HaTorah. Why must he stand up? Kishem Shenit Natoi Be'emah. Same as Ma'amad Har Sinai, we know that Klal but he says but they were schwitzing, they were sweating from fear of Yerushalayim. So also, the Baal Koreah lanes on a regular Kriyas HaTorah should be be'emah, should stand up in more of an appropriate position. It's interesting, that's talking about the Baal Koreah. Shulchan Aruch says, Torich Lamoid, you've got to stand up. What about everybody else who's listening? So there is the Machlekes, the Shulchan Aruch Kup Mem Vav says, Ain't Torich Lamoid, the Sibbol, which are listening to Kriyas HaTorah, don't understand, V'yesh Machmirim, so Yesh Machmirim, the Master Mishmur Paschal, the priest came, strictly speaking, up Halacha, one does not need to stand during Kriyas HaTorah. However, he says, Roy Lahade Olamit. So, there's weighing up his koiches of what he has koich for, not koich, it could be long koich, it could be Rosh Hashem Kippur, it could be long davening. So, it depends on his koiches. But if he can be Mahade, say Hidu, no Chiyu. You see someone sitting down, Chris, there's no problem with that at all. But, Zahidu, just by the way, if I remember correctly, I think Chazor Shatz is different. If I remember correctly, Chazor Shatz is more than this. It's a machloik, it's a poiskim. Yesh oimim zahir to stand. It's slightly higher than Chris. You have a choice. That's your only have koyach to stand for one. As if I remember correctly, it's Chazor Shatz is much more important to stand up for than Chris Atur. Because Chris Atur is a Zahidu. Zahidu. Our kaponim, these two areas, Chris Atur is compared to my Madhav Sinai. In these two areas. One, you have a Gabba, and one is you stand up, Be'emo. So, going back to the Kivega, so we say Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah to Rabbim, doesn't just mean a lot of individuals doing a mitzvah. It's a maimut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Kiviyachal HaSinai. Just not individuals. Klal Yisrael, Ki'ish Echad, B'leiv Echad, Mekabel HaTorah. That's the, in a smaller oifen, that's what Kriyas HaTorah is. It's a mitzvah to Rabbim. It's instituted as a simple, as a public display of Maman Hasina. That's Kriya Sator. Maybe we can understand, going back to the Kasha, that the Birka Sator, which was said, a special Birka of Kriya Sator to Rabbim, was said in that type of area. Whereas Megillah doesn't have that status. Kriya Sator Megillah is important, everybody has to do, and of course, the more people, the better. You know, there's inner Pesul Minissa. The more, the better. If you have a big shul to go to a big shul. We know that, Pesul Minissa. But it's not actually instituted as a rabbin. If you're on your own, so you do Birka Sator on your own, right? Nobody will lay on his own with a bracha. I'm talking with a bracha. I don't think you lay on your own with a bracha, right? It's Megillah wasn't instituted in that the more the merrier, but it doesn't. It's not made. It's not made to the rabbin. Kriya Sator without the bracha, yeah. But don't you make a bracha, right? You don't say Sefer Torah. You don't make a bracha, right? Sefer Torah. You would not lay it obviously on your own, but Kriya Sator, of course, you do with the bracha, of course, yeah. That's the difference. So Kriya Sator, Kriya Sator is a mitzvah to the rabbim, whereas Kriya Sator Megillah is not a mitzvah to the rabbim. So that would complete the four thirds about why we have no Birka Sator and Megillah. The Birka Sator was instituted as a mitzvah to the rabbim. So I want to finish off this because we're doing a parsha now, Yisrael Mishpatim of Kabbalah Sator. It's a very, very nice vot I saw. And it's on the Haftarah actually of Yisrael. Very thought provoking idea. So I'll finish off with this. The Haftarah of Yisrael comes from Yeshaya. And he describes very, very lofty ideas. He says, for Kodesh. He goes up to Shemayim and he says, Malachim, extremely lofty ideas. And he says, V'oyman, he says, Oili ki nidmesi. Nidmesi means dimion. So Dodo Magid briefly gives a moshul. He says, you got this fellow who lives in a little village of Amratzim, and they know nothing. And this fellow knows Tanya more than everybody else. Like, you know, when's Rosh Chodesh, Rabbi? He knows when Rosh Chodesh is. You know, what's my son, Mr. Parashah? He managed to answer his questions. So he's feeling ganz choshuv. He says, Mizrach, he gets shlishi. He's the rabbi of the town. He goes to a big town and he comes, and visits the shul there. And they're sitting at the back, they're learning Mishnah. So what's this? He hasn't got what's going on. He says, Echo Gemeid, ich bin a gerissel off. I get to the big town, I see him on nobody, I can't even learn Mishnah. So he says, the comparison, this is a great novi, Yeshaya, when he comes to see Malachim, it ain't a daimon. So he said, we shouldn't be on that level. Whatever level we're on, we're all learning, we're davening, we're doing our ruchness. We should always be on maximum and never imagine we've done enough, because you never know how high it could really be to what potential it could really get you. Underground.